Okay, so before we leave this section on ethics, let's pick an aspect that's a little less heated than the aggression topic. Integral lying.
Integral lying?
Is there ever a time? I mean, it might promote the greatest depth and the greatest span to lie, except we've also talked about truthfulness as this all-important value and virtue of the upper left quadrant. What are we doing now, saying that possibly it's good to lie in certain situations?
Right.
I can think of a lot of situations where I can think it'd be good to lie in.
Yeah. well, there's lying and there's lying, isn't there? Part of what we mean when we talk about truthfulness as the validity claim in the upper left quadrant of the interior, you have to be truthful with yourself. It's the untruthfulness that is a problem is you're lying and you don't know it. And so, in other words, if I look at myself and I go, well, let's see, I am kind, I'm caring, I'm loving, I'm angry, I'm jealous. If I sort of take an inventory that's more or less accurate, and then I look at it and I go, let's see now, am I telling the truth about this? Am I not telling the truth? If you sort of know if you're kidding yourself, that's fine. Are you allowed to sort of tell a white lie to somebody if you know it's a white lie and there's a greater good involved? Yeah, that's called diplomacy. And that's okay. It's if you're lying and there's a current of self-deception in it, there's an intent to deceive others with harm, if you're a pathological liar to the extent you don't even know you're lying, all of those obviously step way over the line and become a real problem. Most people have trouble with white lies or diplomatic lies, if you will, because somehow it seems to be violating a certain trust or a certain confidence. And I don't think that's the case. I think that there are cases where it really does serve a larger good, but you have to be very careful about that because you're then determining what's good for another person, and that is always dicey because, again, you don't want to impose your own values on somebody else. But on the other hand, you can sort of an easier way to get a handle on it is I know a lot of people, a lot of couples that have gone through, okay, I'm just going to have brutal honesty. Every single truth that crosses my mind, I'm going to tell you about. And sooner or later, it becomes obvious that that's a form of aggression, too. I mean, it's just so in somebody's face that you understand why human beings have developed sort of rules of etiquette and politeness that basically say, honesty might be the best policy, except if I do it 24 hours a day and never get out of your face. Then all of a sudden, it's maybe not so much honesty as an attempt to control. Or I've got my truth and you're going to hear it, like it or not. So there's some place between honesty is the best policy 24 hours a day and congenital pathological liar. There's diplomatic lying, which I think is actually quite useful under certain circumstances. Again, the general thing that I really like about the basic moral intuition is that there are no answers. What it's saying, what the idea of the basic moral intuition is that we're given these various intuitions of things we know that are there, certain depth, certain span. We have to balance these things in ways that are always impossible. And that's sort of the nature of samsara. It's the nature of finite human beings smashing into each other when they also know that their ground of being is infinite. And you just can't get those two things together very well. So that leaves us with all these dilemmas that show up all the time in everyday little things, like whether to lie or not. And so then you have to really calculate whether the greater good comes from doing it or not. No pat answers. There's no calculus of how to do it, which there is for most of the other ethical theories. It's you do unto others as if it was a universal maxim, according to Kant, and then you would simply do this under these circumstances. Or if it's utilitarian, you would do this, and so on. And the basic moral intuition says it's much slipperier than that. And all these other things are going on, and that's what makes it so interesting.
This concludes Session 9 of Cosmic Consciousness with Ken Wilber. Our program continues with Session 10.